Hello, welcome to North Shore High School football. Tonight, the second of our broadcast games here from Manning Field and Lynn. It is Lynn English versus St. Mary's of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell along with Tim Kearns. Just check in with our head coaches here as part of our broadcast continues here on MSONewsSports.com. This is MSONewsSports.com. We are joined by Lynn Classical football coach Tim Phelps, preparing for their game this weekend against Swampscott. And this is MSONewsSports.com. We are joined by Matt Durgan, head football coach at St. Mary's High School. And Matt, you opened up the season with Bellingham. Tell us about that opening game.
Bellingham was a good team. They're a pretty well-coached team, very well-coached team. Senior laden. We got behind a little bit. We were chasing all night. And times we got momentum, we lost it. Penalties, turnovers. We made mistakes uncharacteristically. But give Bellingham credit. They're a very good football team.
We did not get a chance to talk before your first game for the opening season previews and so on. But if you were to do a preview outlook for St. Mary's football, what would it be for this year?
We have good skill position up front. We have some inexperienced guys, and the quicker they come along, the better we'll be. So we're just going to go one day at a time and one game at a time.
I imagine you got a chance to see Lynn English on Saturday at Swampscott and your opponent this week.
Yeah, Lynn English is a good football team. Chris seems to have done a nice job with them opening week, and they get excellent skill. They're using two quarterbacks. They got decent size. But, again, they're very good athletes, and it's going to be a very tall order for us. But our kids are excited.
Well, let's talk about St. Mary's and begin with offense and some skill position players. Who are some players that you're counting on for this season, and in particular against English?
Well, we got experience back with Abraham Toe, who ran for over 1,000 yards. Very reliable, plays both ways. Our quarterback, Antonio Felix, is back for another year, and he seems to have gotten confidence and seems to have picked up a lot of confidence from baseball. They won a state title, and he was one of the big players on that team. Also, Joey Silvestri at fullback. Liam Reddy's done an excellent job on both sides of the ball as a defensive lineman and also offensive tackle, so he's provided great leadership.
Anyone to single out on defense? I know you probably have a lot of guys going both ways, but it's a different role.
Calvin Johnson, again, has done a nice job for us on both sides of the ball, so in defensive back, and Marcus Atkins is another kid that's done a great job at safety for us and a very good athlete. And Brendan Donahue at linebacker has been very solid and steady on both sides.
Let me ask you this two-part question. Is there an area of the game where you're happy where you've come along so far, having played the first week of the season, and then where do you want to see more improvement?
I think the running backs, that we have good skill. Again, I'll say that, but we need to get better up front, more consistent. Defense, we got to tackle much better and stay away from penalties and turnovers.
And who's on the 2015 St. Mary's coaching staff this year?
We have Coach Derek Dana, Coach Tom Donahue, Coach Joe Masucci, Coach Brian Mulvey, Coach Harold Wattler, and Coach Sean Donahue.
Coach, anything else to share with us about St. Mary's football this year?
No, we got a great group of kids, and like I said, the quicker we come along up front, we have the skill. And we're going to go one game at a time, and hopefully we get better each week.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, and thanks for promoting the game of football, Bill.
That is Matt Durgan, head football coach at St. Mary's on MSONewsSports.com. This is MSONewsSports.com with Chris Carroll, head football coach at Lynn English High School. Chris, congratulations. First game as a head coach, coming away with a win last week in Swampscott.
Bill, I appreciate it. Glad to get the first W out of the way.
Tell us about the game. What kind of things went right for English?
I think we were able to, we hit some of our bubble passes as the first touchdown was an 80-yard run. We were able to run the ball effectively at times, but defensively I think was our strength in that game. We really eliminated a pretty potent Swampscott offense for the most of the game until, late in the third quarter, early the fourth quarter.
Swampscott themselves, I thought defensively, when they hit and wrapped you guys up, they did a nice job defensively.
Swampscott did a fantastic job. Coach Serrano does a great job over there. They brought a lot of pressure, and they got to us, and they had six sacks, and yes, they tackled very well.
Now for English, for your team, what kind of things do you think went well as far as on offense or defense, and maybe mention a player or two?
I think offensively it was pretty obvious, the big play. We really didn't sustain too many drives until the last drive of the game when we really needed to, but the big play capability from our offense really stood out. And defensively, I think we played very disciplined. They hit us with a screen, a wide receiver screen for a touchdown, and a fade ball that was very well covered, but their receiver made a great play.
Exactly. Now, and they didn't really try to go vertical on you guys at all. You were able to contain them. And I mean, in a short pass with a spread offense, that's fine, and that works. But they didn't really go long on you.
No, they didn't. They didn't really attempt too much during the game. Maybe once, but I don't know if that was their game plan or not. But no, I was very happy with our D-backs' ability to keep everything in front of them.
Now, that pass play in front of your bench, the long pass play from J.C. Gonzalez to Alfonso Robinson, that was one of the most beautiful high school pass plays I think I've ever seen, to be honest with you.
Yeah, J.C. put the ball right where it needed to be. Alfonso ran a great route, and, you know, he caught the ball to step ahead, and then he created some separation. He's pretty fast. And, you know, we went into halftime knowing they were bringing pressure, so we wanted to come out and test them over the top. Unfortunately, we caught them on a play where I think they were in cover zero, and, you know, it worked out.
What was so special about that play, and of course we across the way had a great angle at it, is the defender's in position when that play starts. He's in very good position when that play starts. But then the ball was well thrown. It went beyond the defender, and as you said, the receiver ran right underneath it, a fingertip catch, and no delay at all.
No, I mean, I played D-back for a number of years, and one of the things is a good ball always beats good coverage, and J.C. put the ball exactly where it needed to be. It's probably one of the two best throws I've ever seen him make.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, it was really a beautiful play because, again, everything just had to work perfectly, and the angle of the sidelines, everything was just a nice, well developed play.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. You can't take any more credit for that, I guess.
I'd like to. I mean, I try to, but
There's a quarterback, Chris Carroll, who was unbelievable a few years ago.
Big credit to J.C. putting the ball where it needs to be, and Alfonso creating enough separation, catching the ball in stride, and then breaking away. It was, both guys, great job.
Last question this week, St. Mary's. Tell me what you're expecting in this game this week.
You know, Coach Durgan, he the same offense he's ran for a number of years, back when I was playing, back before I was playing. So, you know, double wing, they're a power football team, very, very well coached and disciplined team, and we're going to do our best to gear up for it. Quite a difference week compared to getting ready for the Swampscott offense last week.
Absolutely. Any other thoughts on or anything we should know about English football?
I'm looking forward to, again, our first game at Manning Field, even though we're a way team, and I'm looking forward to, playing against St. Mary's.
Good. All right, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lynn English AI head football coach Chris Carroll on MSONewsSports.com.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Don't miss a rare opportunity to see Keith Lockhart up front and personal at the Lynn Auditorium. He'll be playing with five hand-selected pop musicians October 1st. This is a great chance to see Keith in an intimate setting where he'll sing, play, conduct, and talk about his life. Then enjoy a 30th anniversary screening of John Hughes' classic, The Breakfast Club, followed by a discussion and Q&A with 80s superstar icon and novelist Molly Ringwald. In addition, just 20 tickets left to the super VIP after party with Molly. For tickets, visit LynnAuditorium.com or call 781-599-SHOW.
Since 1897, the Lynn Museum has celebrated the history of one of America's most consequential cities. Recently merged with Lynn Arts, we are working to build a dynamic cultural hub where our past comes to life and new art is created. Join us for the final month of our baseball exhibit, America's Favorite Pastime, A Lynn Perspective, open until Saturday, October 3rd. The Lynn Museum is located at 590 Washington Street and open Wednesday and Friday 12 to 4, Thursday 12 to 7, and Saturday 10 to 3. Find us online at lynnmuseum.com.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linnway in Lynn. Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
The pregame show is brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire.
Hey, welcome back, everyone, to Manning, Field, and Lynn. I'm Bill Newell along with Tim Kearns. You just heard our two head coaches for tonight's game, Matt Durgan of St. Mary's High School and Chris Carroll from Lynn English High School. It's a home game for St. Mary's. Chris Carroll in his first year as head football coach at Lynn English High School, coming off a 2014 win against Swampscott last Saturday. St. Mary's coach Matt Durgan and his team lost at Bellingham a week ago. However, in our earlier game, just completed a wild double overtime, Swampscott 30-28 come from behind win to beat Lynn Classical High School. First win for head coach Bob Serino. And congratulations to the Swampscott Big Blue and their win tonight. Tim, we're going to step aside here for one break, and then we'll be back with the kickoff between St. Mary's and Lynn English here on MSONewsSports.com. And again, a reminder that we're here on Channel B for another game here tonight. Up on Channel A, there's live video streaming of the Beverly-Gloucester game. But right now, Tim, Beverly up 21-0.
Beverly's up 21-0 at the half. So
all right.
Surprising turn up there. Most people would have picked that to be a whole lot closer, even at this point in the contest. So we'll see how it plays out in the second half.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plastow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Keep coming, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
The pregame show is brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire.
North Shore High School football, Lynn English versus St. Mary's tonight. Brought to you in part by Sylvan Street Grill, Honeydew Donuts, Moynihan Lumber, Moore GMC in Danvers, Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years, attorney Robert J. Madruga, Gloria Food Store in Beverly, Lynn Museum, 590 Washington Street, Lynn. Columbia Insurance of Lynn. Porthole Restaurant on the Lynnway in Lynn with that award-winning clam chowder. Lynn Auditorium and the Daily Item of Lynn at itemlive.com. All bringing you tonight's game between St. Mary's of Lynn and Lynn English High School. All here on MSONewsSports.com.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
Manning Field, Lynn. Second weekend of North Shore High School football. Getting ready for the coin toss. Coin toss tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Phil, I'm going to the history and Hobbs, not you.
Yeah, I know. I just came from there between games, I guess. Yeah.
Hey. Obviously, traffic is not a problem now.
Well, our opener was a double overtime 30-28 Swampscott come from behind win over Lynn Classical. And what a wild game that was. It looked like it was... just tight. Well, kind of a tight game, 14-7, and then Swampscott scored right at the end to tie the game up and send it into overtime, and then ended up winning in overtime. And a very tough, frustrating loss, I'm sure, for Coach Tim Phelps. Unfortunately, Coach Serino left early. I mean, they did some quick interviews. By the time I got down there, I wasn't able to talk with him. But Scott Cooper did talk to him, and he mentioned that Ferrari was just going to go in to take a couple of snaps, and they had known that earlier in the game, that was the plan. But then he actually did so well, they kept him in the game. But Ferrari kind of turns out to be a little offensive hero tonight for Swampscott High School in that double overtime win. So again, up in Gloucester, rather, Beverly leading at the half. Going to text Rick back our score.
Well, let me go see what's happening around the neighborhood tonight.
Oh, okay. So you got
as
other scores?
As the teams are getting ready to, they're both on the field, booting it up. And we'll be having the kickoff momentarily here. Okay. Get out of that. Come on.
This is where you're supposed to cover me, Tim.
I'm doing a good job.
Thank you,
covering
Tim.
Covering you like a blanket. As I said, they've been momentarily, and then they're all kind of like standing around. But this is another... This is an intra-city rivalry.
This is a rivalry within a city, you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay,
inter-city, but an intra-city. Okay, for those who have taken their derby courses.
In other words, this is a rivalry within the borders of Lynn.
Within the boundaries of Lynn.
Yep, okay.
Okay, and I got a bit of information from the ancient one. The venerable one.
John Hoffman?
John Hoffman, exactly.
Ancient was the operative word there.
I gave it an A, didn't I? This is the first time in 38 years that these two have met.
Wow.
So it's been a while since English has taken on St. Mary's, and English will receive the kick going from our left to the right across your internet dial.
Abraham Toe, that's right, Toe, T-O-E, will be kicking off for St. Mary's to Lynn English High School. He is also their top running back. Puts the right foot of the ball, line drive kick, lands at the 27, rolls ahead down inside the 20, picked up on the roll at the 17-yard line by the Bulldogs. Run back outside, 25-30, runner bursts right out to about the 30-yard line. That's about it before he's wrapped up. Some decent tackling there by... St. Mary's High School. Alfonso Robinson on the return for English High School. And again, Tim, you missed it last week. Maybe you saw it on the TV, but Alfonso Robinson had one of the great catches of all time, I thought, in high school football on a pass play from J.C. Robinson.
I was listening to you and Scott.
J.C. Gonzalez, excuse
when
me.
When he made that catch, and I thought Scott was going to come right through the phone as that play unfolded. And, of course, I'm trying to get my Twitter update, my Twitter feed, and, of course, it wants to update.
Well, keep an eye on the quarterbacks here. They will use two quarterbacks, will English High School. J.C. Gonzalez, I think, is going to start here, and they hand off on the first play. No, I think that's Severance.
That is
Severance, the quarterback. So Severance, 5'9", 150 freshman, will start, and on first down they get nothing.
Yeah, Daquan Shepard taken down right at the line around scrimmage, maybe even lost about a half a yard.
Frank Perry at center for English High School. Alex Rodriguez and Jesus Crisotomo at the guards. Jeremy Garcia and Brian Nunez are the tackles. Daquan Shepard will see running back action. 5'10", 180 senior. The ends are Johnny Cosmas, Alfonso Robinson, Brett Holy, and Tyler Story. Holy 6'6", 195, so he will stand out. Going to keep an eye on the quarterbacks here, too. So Severance with the team down. Throws left-hander over the middle. A catch is made up at the 40-yard line. Enough for the first down. Reception by, I think it's Nathan Knopp, number 8. Okay. Number 81, Andrew Evans. Okay. Evans, the receiver for English High School. So it's a first down out to the 42, a 12-yard gainer there. And again, Severance throws, and tries to throw, and he's sacked.
Number 58 with a little help from number 5 for St. Mary's. Marlon Scott, defensive back, along with number 58, I called Liam Reddy. Got in on the ankles of Severance and held him up. And Scott finished him for the sack.
Brett Holy goes split end out, far side left. English moving left to right here in this first quarter. Ball at the 35-yard line. Second down and now about 17 to go from the 35-yard line. Severance walking back and forth from the shotgun. The freshman quarterback takes the snap, looks, now steps up into the pocket, throws, it's batted, and knocked down incomplete. Classical thinking to themselves, why couldn't I have a ball knocked to the ground instead of knocked and deflected to a receiver?
Yeah. Well, Severance found himself under a lot of pressure. St. Mary's must have anticipated something in that call that was coming from the sideline at the last minute from one of the coaches because the outside linebackers both tapped their helmets and everybody came on that play, putting extreme pressure, and Severance was lucky to just get rid of the ball, and it was tipped by one of the St. Mary's linebackers who almost was able to tip it to himself, but it fell to the ground before he could get underneath it. So English dodges a bullet on that particular passing play.
Wideouts, two to the left, two to the right. Third down and 17. And this is Severance throwing upfield, incomplete. And I think the receiver, Tyler Story, I think felt he might have been bumped, but the ball wasn't that near him, and it falls incomplete. Probably fortunately for English, that one fell incomplete. The ball is now a fourth down and 17 from the English 35.
Number 8, Abraham Toe on that coverage as well. Number 2, Calvin Johnson, and number 8, Abraham Toe, are back for St. Mary's to take this punt.
That Shepherd to punt. Right foot goes into the ball. Good strong punt with the wind to his back. Lands at the 27. Rolls ahead for English. Inside the 20 to the 15 to the 14. All the way down to the 13-yard line. So Shepherd on the punt. St. Mary's will have their first touch of the night here. First down for St. Mary's. Antonio Felix is their senior quarterback. 5'7". 165. Offensive line has Kyle Bernardini at center. The guards are Brendan Donahue and Jack Stacy. For some reason on my roster, we missed the tackles here, so we'll try to pick those up if we can, Tim, if that's possible here for St. Mary's High School. Probably a.
I'll help you out as best
they
I
got
can.
The, yeah, really. And on the first down run, it's Toe sweeping the left side. He's just back to the line of scrimmage before he's wrapped up.
All down, great tackle by number 21 for Lynn English. Sakata Chai. Really solid. It's like watching a rodeo contest where the cowboy jumps off the house, grabs the steer, and throws it to the ground. That's about what he did right there.
Antonio Felix, the senior quarterback for Coach Matt Durkin, back off the bench with the play.
We get 58 for St. Mary's playing the right tackle.
Perfect. Thanks for picking that up. They give us to the fullback, Silvestri, straight ahead. The 5'8 junior makes a good effort out over the 20 near the 24-yard line. That's enough for the first down. Silvestri for 11 yards there. If they're going to get yards like that tonight, it'll be that's a good sign for this St. Mary's team.
So they the key in this offense is the line play that they get off and they get their blocks, they get the cuts on the players. There's another good 5-yard run.
That is Toe, the ball taking a pitch, an inside pitch, running slanting it to the right side. He gets 6 yards out to the 30-yard line. Abraham Toe over 100 yards last week in their loss at Bellingham. No score here in the first quarter here. Lynn English and St. Mary's, 6:40 to play in the first quarter. Earlier tonight, Swampscott come from behind, double overtime win over Classical, 30-28. Again, that double wing look, the fullback, and the pitch to Toe coming back inside. Bouston's off the right corner. He has the first down up to the 40. Quick speed out to the 42. Stays inbounds to the 43. Another
and
7 yards.
Down by, I believe, number 21 again, Chai, with the pursuit and the tackle.
Sakata Chai is going back, playing like a free safety or a... for tonight's game. Has played linebacker for this team in last week. Different look here with the wing tee offense or double wing look that Coach Durkin uses here at St. Mary's High School. First down from the 43. Running back inside is Brumfield, and he gets a yard possibly to the 44.
Well, I thought there was an offside there on the part of the Linnaeus defense, but the official on the far side didn't make a call. It must have been timed just with the snap.
Just under 6 minutes to play in this scoreless first quarter. Don't forget to check out North Shore Sports Night Monday nights at 7 o'clock with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns, North Shore sports guests. And you can always email us at the website on any topic anywhere just to stay in touch with us at msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports@gmail.com. Second down and 9. This is Toe bouncing off to the right side, up over the 45 to the 48. A gain of about 5 yards.
Well, at 5'5", 150, he is hard to find in the field among some of the Giants out there. He is quick-footed, very agile, and once he plants the foot and turns up field, he gets ahead of steam going very, very quickly, and that really allowed him on that last play to make something out of nothing.
Yeah, he seems to have a very quick second step. I mean, he's off and going pretty quickly here. Yeah.
And much like you and I, Bill.
Yeah, very much like.
Yeah.
maybe kind of the opposite. What two things are not like the other?
Exactly.
That's it, exactly. Hand off inside, I think it's Silvestri, the fullback, straight ahead. He gobbles up almost 6 yards, very close to a first down inside English territory to about the 47. Silvestri was the ball carrier. I think it's a first down. Yeah, they got to move the chains.
Very close.
No, they haven't moved the chains yet. It's
Now the far side official is indicating.
It is, yeah.
To move the chains. A little late in the communication there.
So it is a first down. St. Mary's methodically driving here, starting in their own territory, now down to the 47 of Lynn English. Scoreless first quarter, 4 minutes to play. Is that Toe bouncing inside the 44 to about the 42?
Yeah, the wing tee is so predicated on quick, sharp angle blocking. Just take your man out of the plate, turn his hips, make an opening that the running back, whichever one is going to be, has an opportunity to see that gap and to get up inside of it and get to that next layer of defense.
Another five-yard gain for Toe here tonight. Toe has about 22 yards so far in the night on four carries. Early going here, 3:40 to play in the first quarter. No score between these two clubs. St. Mary's with the dark blue uniforms, blue helmets, white numerals. English with the gray, silvery helmets and shirts and the maroon pants here tonight. Pitch to Toe, running right, turns the corner, has the first down and more. Down the right sidelines, all the way down, untouched, and into the end zone for a 42-yard touchdown run, unless there's a flag. There are some whistles. They're bringing it back. They are bringing it back.
Where is the flag?
I don't see it either.
Flag on the field. Wow, it had to happen on the far side of the field because that was the flow of the play.
There's the flag. It was down at the 30, down the English bench area.
Boy, he was already well past the line of scrimmage on that one. Had it been maybe one of the receivers who was going downfield to take out the safety, probably just put a hand on him and they couldn't get released.
But they didn't mark any yardage off yet from the point of the hole. Never mind, my mistake. So now that sets up a third down and three for St. Mary's at the English 40. So they need to get down to the 37 for the first down. And a timeout has been called with 3:20 to play in the first quarter. Scoreless game. Earlier tonight, Swampscott over Classical, 30-28 in double overtime. Beverly is leading Gloucester at the half in Gloucester, 21-0.
Well, I'm sure there are a lot of shocked people in Gloucester watching that unfold, especially after the team's play last week against Lynn Classical, well aware of how Beverly handled Wakefield. And can't say that they wouldn't have been prepared, but did Coach Bauer throw a couple of wrinkles at them that they weren't expecting?
I don't think so. I bet he didn't. You think so?
No, it's just straight ahead. You don't change the wing tee when you're winning with it.
Maybe Roger Day came up with a few surprises. Here's another pitch to Toe, slicing off the left side. He has the first down, gets tripped up at the 35 and goes ahead to the 30.
And that was a touchdown-saving grab of the ankle that forced him to lose his balance and get down because he had touchdown on his mind and in his eyes, you could tell, and that just threw him off and down he went because he had clear sailing once again down that far sideline.
Which makes you think here, you know this team is going to run, so they're up in the box against this team. But when they get beyond the box, they have the potential for the big play.
Well, and that's the thing about the wing tee. If you can bust through with everybody jamming up trying to stop the run at the point of attack, you get to that second layer, and very often there's nobody there.
Here's another pitch to Toe, and he comes off the right side of the line, this time for just 2 yards. And that's the way the defenses want to defend the wing tee right there. But he still gets 2 positive yards. Ball to the 29 of Lynn English. No score, first quarter.
And, of course, if you have a quarterback who can throw, that adds another dimension to it that you have to respect. What you do is you end up throwing just that quick slant behind the linebackers that are pinching in, trying to fill those gaps on the wing tee runs.
Wing right in motion, takes the handoff, comes around the, tries to come around the corner, but slips down. And that is, that wasn't Toe, that was
Calvin Johnson.
Yeah, Calvin Johnson, the sophomore, 6 foot, 190 pounder out of Revere.
That's a nice load for a running back. 6 foot 190, and he just turned his eyes to go upfield, and the left foot, his plant foot, came out from underneath him, and down he went. We've got 129 and counting here in the first quarter of the second game.
Minus 3 yards there, third down and 11. Inside handoff, Silvestri, the fullback, I think straight ahead, yes, to the 26, so it'll be at least 4 yards short of the first down.
Yeah, sometimes you feel like Johnny Most describing the old Boston Celtics when they used to get the weave going. It was button. Who's got the button?
Really?
You can't tell when the wing tee is running smoothly. You can't tell who's getting the ball from the quarterback. And then you throw in the double reverse.
Antonio Felix, the 5'7", 165 senior quarterback, running back from the near sideline, getting the play call from the St. Mary's bench. Wing Calvin Johnson set to the right side, and there's one to the left side. The give is to Johnson, coming near side left, turns the corner to the 25, still on his feet to the 20. Fumble? Is that what they're saying? I think they're unpiling. The ball fumbled. If it was fumbled, it fumbled ahead, but St. Mary's has it. And they've recovered it, and they have it at the 18. That's a first down.
We got a Lynn English player down on the field.
Shane O'Neill credited with recovering that. I believe he's a tight end. Cam Sakowicz is another tight end. O'Neill is a senior. Sakowicz a junior. Wing is Calvin Johnson, the sophomore, 6'1", 190. Abraham Toe, the 5'5", 150 junior running back, who again had over 100 yards last week on the road. James Brunfield, another St. Mary's running back. He's a 5'9 sophomore.
You know, and in the wing tee, you don't need big, bulky backs, even though Anthony Enderley from Gloucester was a huge back for the wing tee. But he ran that out of the fullback position. That was devastating. But small, light, fast, quick-cutting, strong backs are what you need for the wing tee.
I think you can... A lot of different players can work into it. That's what's neat about it. It's a keeper. Oh, no, it isn't the keeper. It's again, I think it's Sylvester again taking the handoff. Toe took it. Toe down to the 15, down inside the 15 to the 12. Felix, the quarterback, was doing the blocking ahead as he gets it inside to the 13. And the quarter comes to an end.
Well, we have to say the more impressive of the two teams in the first quarter was St. Mary's moving the ball very, very smartly. English just didn't have the ball very long.
No score at the end of one. St. Mary's, Lynn English.
For all that's new in kitchen cabinets, visit Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Lynn Auditorium featuring some great shows coming up here. October 1st, conductor Keith Lockhart presenting An Evening to Remember. He and about five other musicians will be on hand at the Lynn Auditorium playing some of his selections. And also the Molly Ringwald and the Breakfast Club movie is October 17th, screening of that 80s film. You're from the 80s, right, Tim? You wish you were from the 80s. Oh, my gosh.
The 80s were good. Except for the back surgery, the 80s were great.
It is a first down. No, check a second down and five for St. Mary's High School. And Abraham Toe takes the pitch from the 13 and goes in. For a touchdown, a 13-yard touchdown run for Abraham Toe.
That was, again, that the halfback just cutting up inside behind the center and the right guard, and there was an alley, and he just flew right through it. Again, he has such a quick first step. And again, like you said, Bill, you know, that second step, once he plants the foot and goes, he's already in fifth gear.
Fifth gear, huh?
Yeah, known to that 4G. It's
in overdrive? He said, okay.
He was in overdrive. And there he goes
and,
again.
And they give it to him again. They pound for the two-point conversion that doesn't go.
No, they gave it to him.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Boy, I thought he got stopped at the goal line myself because he took a blast from one of the linebackers.
So Toe for the two-point conversion. Okay. I didn't see the call for the 2 points either, but...
No, it was funny that the... The people, the officials right down on the play didn't say it right away.
They have to go into the end zone still, right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. That was the last rule that I read. But the official on the far side of the field did give an indication finally.
Gotcha. Okay.
Are these the same guys from the first game?
We are. We're the same guys.
We're the same guys.
We're the same guys, and for the folks at home cannot win on that front. I know we joked about bringing in some relief announcers for the second game, but yeah, Scott said, I'm not taking any more of this. Scott is actually headed up to Marblehead to check out the Magicians this evening as they are playing host to Cambridge as their tour continues.
Yeah, well, Cambridge played Andover last week.
Oh, okay. So here's the toe kickoff to Lynn English. Another line drive kick lands at the 35, rolls ahead, fielded at the 20 by English High School, and run back out to the 38-yard line on the return for English High School. Is that Gibson? Jaleel Gibson? Yeah, Gibson it was. Gibson.
Yeah, and he hit number 21. Takata Chay? Chay?
Chay, I think Chay. It is, yeah.
Out in front of him, effectively screening for him. And again, they just ran out of territory. They pitched along the sideline, and St. Mary's was able to bring a couple of defenders over to the sideline and force them out.
New show on MSO, newsports.com. Fridays at 10, Josh Arnold's Trending Now. A lot of political guests on that program. And, of course, then it would be posted. You can listen to it at your convenience.
Oh, can I be a political guest?
Sure you can.
I'll get some opinions.
Two wideouts each way for English High School. Let's see, is it Gonzalez now quarterback? And it's a handoff to Daquan Shepherd straight ahead. And 1 yard. Severance. No, it's still Severance, the quarterback. 5'9", 150 freshman, Severance. So Shepherd really gets, give him 1 yard on that.
You know, and he's a marked man because he is the featured back in that offense. And, you know, you jam the box with people. He's going to have to find a way to get some really effective blocking up front to take some of these first and second tier defensive players out and get a gap. Or is they're just going to have to really seal the ends and let him get to the outside and use his speed.
Tyler Story goes split end out, far side right. English working right to left here, second quarter now. 8-0 St. Mary's leading over Lynn English High School. Two wideouts near side left, two far side right. Severance from the shotgun, hands off to Shepherd again. Sack of a loss of 3 yards on that play. So you called it, Tim, and you were absolutely right on that piece. So Daquan Shepherd, the only back, took the handoff, and they stood him up and lost. He lost 3 yards on that.
St. Mary's did a great job of slanting off of their matchups and getting into the gaps and getting into the backfield. I mean, Shepherd had no chance to get outside. There were three St. Mary's defenders into the backfield immediately after snap of the ball. He's taking the handoff and getting tackled immediately.
Johnny Cosmas, one of the wideouts, Alfonso Robinson, Brett Holy, and Tyler Story. Two seniors in Holy and Story, a sophomore in Robinson. Cosmos is a junior. And it is a third down and 13 for English High School from their 37-yard line. The direct snap comes back. Here's the rush. Pass over the middle. Ooh. Knocked down. Nearly intercepted by Joey Silvestri, the middle linebacker.
Yeah, he was right place, right time. Got a mid up on that. Almost was able to bring it in as well. And big number 72 for St. Mary's has just gotten a great push in the middle of that line. Rafael Perez, a 5'9", 270 senior. Just a little guy. I'll tell you, he looks a whole lot taller at 5'9".
Shepherd to punt. He stands at his 24 to receive the snap. Gets it off. Good strong punt. He's a good punter. It lands just inside the 35. Takes an English roll to the 30. No return to the 29. St. Mary's football with 8:29 to go, first half. They are leading the Spartans under Coach Matt Durgan 8-0 here on a 13-yard Abraham Toe touchdown rush. And Toe then converted on a two-point conversion rush, making it 8-0. That was the first play of the second quarter, I guess.
Every time we mentioned Matt Durgan, you know, you thought you'd go back to when he coached Lynn Classical, and he had the great matchup with Colostrum.
Yeah.
Were warns. There was never a prisoner taken.
Yeah, they had great games here and there. It's a run play. This is Toe out to the 35, I think. Yep, toe for 7 more yards there. I remember, I think there was a game, I'm trying to think what it was. It was the year that they opened this stadium up, and but the stands weren't done. Remember that year, Tim? We didn't do games from here because I don't think we could. But I remember being over on the other side watching that game. It was a wild game between Gloucester and Classical. Here is, again, Toe taking the pitch, coming back inside. No gain. This time, English there defensively with a number of defenders stepping up to read that play, cluttering up the middle. Daquan Shepherd coming up from the secondary to make that hit to finish off Toe. 7.5 minutes to play first half. Now English, although they haven't done anything in offense here in this first half, it'd be huge for them to make a stop right now. This is just the second St. Mary's possession here. With this kind of offense, they eat up a lot of can eat up a lot of clock.
It does. You know, Paul Ingram would be satisfied with a 28-0 score if he took took the first quarter to get out on the field and score. He didn't care how long as he was making yardage.
So again, this time off the right side of the line up to the 42. That's a first down. That's about a 5-yard gain for the St. Mary's running back. Junior, 5'5", 150. So he's going to get a lot of handoffs here tonight, is Till. Brumfield, another running back, a sophomore, and Joey Silvestri, the fullback, junior, 5'8", 195 pounds. Antonio Felix, the senior quarterback. Kyle Bernardini, the center. Jack Stacy and Brendan Donahue are guards on this offensive line. Spinning, handoff, Silvestri straight ahead to the 46, a gain of 4 yards for Silvestri. Silvestri now with almost 20 yards here in this first half out of the fullback spot. Second down and 6. Yeah, Matt Durgan, a good coaching career at Lynn Classical High School, then moved over to St. Mary's. Wings each way for Antonio Felix, the quarterback. Wing right in motion, pitch to Toe, coming near side right from the left side. He's down to the 45 in Lynn English territory. It's a first down run and a run of 9 yards for Toe.
Now 28-0, Beverly over Gloucester. Matt Madden scores his 3rd touchdown of the night, and he's 4-for-4 for point afters.
So, not 9 carries for Toe here in this first half.
With 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter as of that last score, which is just a few minutes ago.
28-0, you're saying?
28-0. 28-0 Peabody in their game.
Ooh, they're playing Somerville tonight. The old Greater Boston League matchup. Quarterback hands off. Is this Silvestri? No, not Silvestri. Could be Brumfield or Toe.
Santos has over 150 yards rushing, his 12th career 150-plus game.
Toe for two. Two for Toe.
Ouch. Madden here had an 80-yard touchdown run for that last touchdown.
Just under 5 minutes to play in this first half. Beautiful night for North Shore High School football on MSONewsSports.com. Bill Newell with Tim Kearns. St. Mary's busting out over the ball at center. From the Lynn English 42-yard line, second down and 8. Little mix-up, little bang in the backfield, and Brumfield hits the line, bounces off, and now gets hit for a loss on the play. He was back to the line of scrimmage, then bounced off the tackler and tried to regroup and recircle, and then ended up going back to the 45. So he actually loses about 2 yards on that. This will set up a third down and 10. So this is one of the more... With this wing tee offense that Coach Durgan runs, you don't usually find yourselves in these third and long situations. You might find a third and short, but now here's a third and 10 for St. Mary's from the 45, maybe a third and 11 from the 45 of Lynn English High School. Run play, 1 yard, that's it. So it'll be fourth down here and a decision for Coach Durgan as they'll have the ball at the Lynn English 44-yard line in a fourth and... Really, fourth and 10.
Well, Ingles has made some necessary adjustments here. They're filling the gaps much better against the wing tee on the cuts up the middle by the halfback.
Brought to you tonight in part by the Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com, serving the North Shore since 1877. A great source for North Shore news, sports, and entertainment information. And Lynn Auditorium, one of the premier entertainment venues in the state. Top shows in a comfortable setting. For listings and tickets, go to lynnauditorium.com. And again, Keith Lockhart coming October 1 to Lynn Auditorium.
All right, so scores that we've gotten in. We broadcast the 30-28 victory of Swampscott over Lynn Classical. Again, I just gave you Beverly 28-0 over Gloucester. PB 28-0 over Somerville. Masco down 12-6 to Reading. Newburyport 21-0 over Newburyport. And Manchester Essex is down 6-0 to Greater Lawrence. That's what I have so far.
Now, Saugus, I think, played Northeast late this afternoon. I think they've been playing some late afternoon games on Fridays at Saugus. I think they did last week as well. So that'd be, maybe we can get that one sent to us here. Here's a punt for St. Mary's. A little short pooch punt. Lands at the 20. It's fielded. And now fumbled. And right now, I think St. Mary's may have recovered it at the 10-yard line. They have. Oh, my. Well.
Yeah, Sakata Che decided to take it. He was the up man on that receiver there. It was a tandem, and he was the up man. He took it. He turned his back to the defenders coming down, tried to find some room, got stripped of the ball, and two St. Mary's players were there to pounce on it right away.
Well, I think there's nothing wrong with him fielding that football. In fact, it's probably the right decision to make. But then he did circle, and again, nothing wrong with that either. But he did have a pop free of him and a loose ball, and St. Mary's recovers first and goal at the 10-yard line. St. Mary's already leads here 8-0. Quarterback spin, handoff to a big running back set on the left side. That's Johnson, and he goes in with a touchdown. Calvin Johnson, the big sophomore, 6'1", 190, rambles in for a 10-yard score.
Sox are down 4-1 to Toronto.
Calvin Johnson. St. Mary's. Second quarter. 3:18 to play here in the half.
Essex Tech is playing Fenwick right now. It is 26-6 Fenwick.
You can follow us on Twitter at MSO News Sports. That's our new Twitter account here for the website.
Manchester Essex has gone ahead of Greater Lawrence, 7-6.
Two-point conversion attempt is good. On the rush. Calvin Johnson with a two-point conversion. And now it is 16-0, St. Mary's.
Guess who scored for Peabody again? It's now 35.
Got Doug Santos.
Doug Santos, fourth touchdown of the game.
Got a couple of followers here. What do we got? Chieftains leave Georgetown. Oh, that's volleyball.
But they're still leading. Masco is down to.
No, this was a volleyball score. I'm sorry.
Can we do volleyball?
No, we will be. Oh, well. I thought I had something else
Jackie
here.
Bradley struggling. He's 1-for-29.
Oh, my.
17 strikeouts. That kind of hurts.
Toe to kick off. Line drive, ground ball, kick inside the 30, fielded on the ground at the 23-yard line by English High School. Run back out to the 35-yard line by Jaleel Gibson. So now English, with 3:10 to go, really has got a battle here. They really could use a score right now. It doesn't allow them a lot of time, but they don't start from horrible field position here, starting at their own 37-yard line. But they've got nothing to show offensively here tonight for the most part. While on the other hand, their opponents, the Spartans of St. Mary's, have two touchdowns and two-point conversions for a 16-0 lead late first half. Wideouts two each way for English High School. I think this might be J.C. Gonzalez in at quarterback now. Let's see. It is. Gonzalez throws down the left side, and it's an incompletion.
Ooh,
down inside the 35. Oh, man, that was a well-thrown football. And I guess that was, that was, again, for Jaleel Gibson. Incompletion. Again, last week I saw one of the most beautiful high school touchdown plays, passes from Gonzalez to Alfonso Robinson down the right sidelines that you could ever see, I think, in high school football. And that time he almost hooked up with another neat play. That was an inside pass. Here's second down and 10. The handoff to Shepard trying to turn the right side. He's ripped down, loss on the play of 3 yards. Daquan Shepard taken down, and a lot of St. Mary's defenders there.
Basco is going down 19-6 to Reading.
Two and a half minutes to play, first half. English with a third down here and 16. Nope, third down and 15. Third down and 15 from the 32-yard line. They're 32. Moving right to left here. J.C. Gonzalez, the junior quarterback, 5'10", 165. First time he's been out there this evening. Matt Severance had the other two offensive series for Lynn English High School. Trips near side left. That's the wide open part of the field. One receiver far side right. Out of the shotgun, Gonzalez calls the signals, looks to the middle, fires that way, incomplete. Ball was on the ground, intended for Brett Holy, the big 6'6 receiver who was lined up to the right, looking in for the pass, but it was kind of behind him, incomplete. So now it's fourth down and 15. And Daquan Shepard out to punt. Shepard is standing at his 20-yard line to receive the long snap. Has the wind coming in his face a little bit here in this second quarter. Puts the right foot on the ball. Good high punt, good distance. Coming down, hitting the turf at the 39 and grabbed there by English High School. Touch there by Devin Curley. No return. First down, St. Mary's at their 39.
That ball didn't turn over. It just went straight up, and very alertly the English player grabbed it. You know, Bill, on a side note, the tragedy has, in a sense, come to an end of that young baby who was found off at Deer Island. She's been identified, and her mother and her mother's boyfriend have been arrested in the case and will be appearing in court tomorrow. The boyfriend is charged with the death of the child. And that's just unfathomable for that to go on as long as it did.
It is. And if I watched the news on that, and here is St. Mary's giving to toe. Look out, he's going. There's a flag down. He's going to go all the way from his own 39-yard line all the way down the field to our right for a touchdown. But it's a holding call, and it will come back.
Coach Duggan asking the referee, what are you doing? And he said, no, the hold. He pulled his hand in tight. Obviously on the seal block that sprang him, because it was right at that point of the attack where toe broke through the line is where the flag was thrown.
Now, I heard a story. I was in the car, I think, Tim, that the woman was actually apprehended in Lynn here today. Does that sound...
Really?
Yeah, I did not know that. But I think there's some truth to that because I would have heard it on the radio news this afternoon, stuck in traffic like the rest of everybody else here.
Yeah.
But it was a horrible story. And I watched the news, and they, it was making national news, too. This was on national news, big national news coverage of this story today. And the neighbors knew this little girl was not around, but, you're in the situation where you...
And you're given a story by the parents of why she's, who she's visiting, and so you just believe
it. Oh, no, I hadn't heard that part.
No, but I'm sure that's what, that's how they got the neighbors to not report anything. Like, yeah. Geez, our neighbor's daughter has been missing for quite a while. They say she's gone visiting, but, we haven't seen her return at all either.
Oh, okay. Calvin Johnson takes the handoff, dives it ahead, no gain, really. This will be a second down and just about 17 yards to go. The ball is at the 32-yard line.
But at least now there'll be closure, in a sense, for the other family members who were wondering what had happened to the child.
Hmm.
So
And it's amazing the information that, with science, this is a run play, and this was Brumfield for a couple of yards. Time running down here, under a minute to go, 45 seconds. When they did those tests, that they're able to find out where the child was from. You know, that's just the science is staggering in some ways.
And, you know, you look at the picture of the young child, and then the composite photo that they put together based upon the evidence they were able to determine from the body, and it was fairly close.
Yeah, that's what people were saying, yeah.
Okay, I'll find my innocuous score of the evening soon.
I'm sure you will. Folks, stand by. Do you have
it's
that
not
now?
Even football.
Oh.
It's volleyball. Providence defeated.
Whoa. Wait, volleyball's that's too easy for you.
We can't do it. I used to coach volleyball. You know.
Actually, I'm gonna not say what I was about to say.
My buddy and I were both baseball players. We had no clue about how to train for volleyball, so we were doing baseball drills.
You beach volleyball? Is that what you guys did?
Yeah.
So it's going to be a third down here in about 15 for St. Mary's. Maybe they get one more tick here. 2.8 seconds to go here. So what do they draw up here? One more play. Antonio Felix, the quarterback, out from the sidelines.
I would go with the trap play that toe has already sprung for long games already. Why not? Just don't hold this time.
Tim, you've been on fire tonight here. On fire. So let's see what they do. Toe in motion. There it is. The pitch to him. And he's tripped up. Got a couple of yards out over the 35 to the 36. And that should just about do it. And the half has come to an end.
And
but
Daquan Shepard politely picks up the ball and tosses it to the back judge before he leaves the field to play. So he gets bonus points for doing that.
All right, we're going to step aside here at the half here on MSONewsSports.com. Stay with us here with Tim Kearns. I'm Bill Newell. 16-0. St. Mary's leading Lynn English at the half in our early game tonight in double overtime. Swampscott beat Lynn Classical in a come-from-behind win 30-28. We're at the half here again. St. Mary's 16, Lynn English 0.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Don't miss a rare opportunity to see Keith Lockhart up front and personal at the Lynn Auditorium. He'll be playing with five hand-selected pop musicians October 1st. This is a great chance to see Keith in an intimate setting where he'll sing, play, conduct, and talk about his life. Then enjoy a 30th anniversary screening of John Hughes' classic The Breakfast Club, followed by a discussion and Q&A with 80s superstar icon and novelist Molly Ringwald. In addition, just 20 tickets left to the Super VIP After Party with Molly. For tickets, visit LynnAuditorium.com or call 781-599-SHOW.
Since 1897, the Lynn Museum has celebrated the history of one of America's most consequential cities. Recently merged with Lynn Arts, we are working to build a dynamic cultural hub where our past comes to life and new art is created. Join us for the final month of our baseball exhibit, America's Favorite Pastime, A Lynn Perspective, open until Saturday, October 3rd. The Lynn Museum is located at 590 Washington Street and open Wednesday and Friday 12 to 4, Thursday 12 to 7, and Saturday 10 to 3. Find us online at lynnmuseum.com.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn. Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
This is MoreStuffOnline.com, the halftime show, brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire.
Welcome back to Manning, Field, and Lynn. We're at the half, and the Lynn English High cheerleaders are performing at the half down below. And two scores tonight, both of them by St. Mary's, and coming in the second quarter, a 13-yard run by Abraham Toe, and then his two-point conversion, making it 8-0. And then later on in the quarter, Calvin Johnson went in from 10 yards out on a run, and then he followed it up with his own two-point conversion, making it 16-0. There seems to be a pattern here. If you score the touchdown for Coach Durkin, then you're going to go for the two-point conversion yourself. So keep that in mind, Coach Carroll, as we wait for the second half here. English offense just could not get much going here in this first half tonight, as these two teams battle here at Manning Field and Lynn.
Well, St. Mary's is definitely, as we just talked off the air, they've outquicked them off the line of scrimmage. On the offensive side of the ball, running the wing tee, very crisp blocking, except for probably the last time they had the ball where English had made some adjustments and were getting into the gaps much quicker and playing off of the blocks of the Spartans. On the defensive side of the ball, again, just quicker into the gaps. They're flooding the gaps. And Daquan Shepard, again, he's your feature man, and they've just simply focused on him, and they're taking him right out of the game.
Right. If there was one running back, and I think he's the only one to have touches as a running back for English, he's got really nothing to show for it here. No real yardage in the first half and nothing. I think they had a 12-yard pass completion, and so they've struggled a little bit. Severance came out at quarterback. Jason Gonzalez had that one nice pass play, but after that, things kind of evaporated for them offensively here this evening. So that's where we're at right now. We are at the half with the score St. Mary's 16 and Lynn English nothing. And again, earlier tonight, it was Swampscott in double overtime coming from behind to beat Lynn Classical 30-28 in our first game from Manning Field and Lynn. We'll check some more scores for you just ahead. Stay with us here on MSO News Sports. And you can always email us at our email address, msonewsports@gmail.com. msonewsports@gmail.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule, and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. There is clearly a difference, not only in selecting the right vehicle for your needs, but selecting the right dealership to buy it from. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plastow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Did you write?
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
This is MoreStuffOnline.com, the halftime show, brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Well, Tim, we're into the second week of the high school football season. Some scores are rolling in here tonight. And what do we know that tonight that we didn't know before? I mean, looking at Peabody winning big over Somerville, not telling us much more. I mean, they played tough a week ago. But the big Beverly lead over Gloucester.
Beverly made a statement tonight with a 35-0 win over Gloucester at Gloucester, traditionally a very, very tough place for any team to play. Coach Bauer had his team ready, primed, and they let the cannons roar tonight as Matt Madden had at least three touchdowns. Peter Malumbo scores the last touchdown. So Beverly's for real. Gloucester now, who are they? They whipped up on Classical pretty good, but they ran into some iron tonight, and they didn't respond. Masco still looking for the magic. They're down 26-6 to Reading. Newburyport is now leading. It was 21-7. Essex Tech is down 26-6 to Bishop Fenwick. And Manchester Essex had taken the lead 7-6 over Greater Lawrence and had recovered a fumble. We haven't seen anything further about that. So there is teams still looking for answers, for identities in the league. We haven't seen any Saugus, Winthrop, Revere scores tonight, which is kind of surprising because usually there are enough spies out there amongst the Twitter world to get some things going. Danny V will probably we'll have a scoreboard up after all the games are over, and we get a lot of stuff from Danny V and his associates at the Herald. They're great to follow during the high school season because they're so tuned into it as a staff.
All right. And I think we'll get the Marblehead update here as soon as we can. And I'm guessing we're going to get that in a few minutes after we come back from our break here at the halftime. We're getting ready for the second half. Both teams, English is out on the field getting ready for the second half. And so hang in there with us. It's 16-0. St. Mary's leading Lynn English at the half. And the Spartans are looking for their first win of the year tonight as they play host to Lynn English, while English trying to make it 2-0 following their win last Saturday in Swampscott.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Don't miss a rare opportunity to see Keith Lockhart up front and personal at the Lynn Auditorium. He'll be playing with five hand-selected pop musicians October 1st. This is a great chance to see Keith in an intimate setting where he'll sing, play, conduct, and talk about his life. Then enjoy a 30th anniversary screening of John Hughes' classic The Breakfast Club, followed by a discussion and Q&A with 80s superstar icon and novelist Molly Ringwald. In addition, just 20 tickets left to the Super VIP after-party with Molly. For tickets, visit LynnAuditorium.com or call 781-599-SHOW.
Since 1897, the Lynn Museum has celebrated the history of one of America's most consequential cities. Recently merged with Lynn Arts, we are working to build a dynamic cultural hub where our past comes to life and new art is created. Join us for the final month of our baseball exhibit, America's Favorite Pastime, A Lynn Perspective, open until Saturday, October 3rd. The Lynn Museum is located at 590 Washington Street and open Wednesday and Friday 12 to 4, Thursday 12 to 7, and Saturday 10 to 3. Find us online at lynnmuseum.com.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder. Fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn. Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
This is MoreStuffOnline.com, the halftime show, brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Lynn English to kick off to St. Mary's to start the second half. Ball is pushed out of the four-yard line, fielded there by Toe, I believe, all the way back to the 20 to the 28-yard line. A 26-yard return for the Spartans.
Well, we have this second bell. I'd like to pass along congratulations to two local coaches. Tim Morris of Melrose recorded his 125th win tonight, and Peter Colombo recorded his 100th win as Brockton coach. Now, wasn't his dad the coach before?
Oh, yeah, Armand Colombo, yeah.
So there's a family that has racked up quite a few victories as the head coaches of the Brockton Boxers. So congratulations to both.
Well, we had that overtime game tonight. I'll tell you about one in just a moment.
See how I lead into these things?
Yeah, that's beautiful. Here's Toe taking the handoff. It stood up at the line of scrimmage on the first down rush from the 28. No gain there for St. Mary's. So I'll try to make this fast. So Brockton under Armand Colombo, they were the number one. They were the Everett at the time. So they were everything. And they came up. They played a non-league game, I think, with St. John's Prep. And Jim O'Leary's the head coach. And I don't think he'd been the head coach there for too long. And we were doing the game. I forgot who I was with. But it was on the other station, not ESX, I think. It was a kind of a misty, foggy day. So Coach O'Leary sees Colombo in the down in the locker rooms down at St. John's Prep. Here's Toe running to the right side. Eats up about 6 yards, setting up a second down and four.
And we got some flags flying there, high in the atmosphere.
So O'Leary sees Colombo down there, and Colombo is the football coaching god at that point. And he asks him, "Oh, Armand, if there's a tie at the end, how do we want to handle overtime?" And Armand kind of laughs at him as if, "What are you talking about? There's not going to be any overtime." Well, St. John's Prep did force the overtime in that game. And over the years, I used to have Coach O'Leary tell me that story a number of times. And it was a really weird, kind of crazy football game that day. Kind of a weird atmosphere because it was kind of a foggy afternoon over at the Prep that day. So a big penalty going against English High School.
Yeah,
can that just be one penalty, or is that two?
It was a like conduct penalty. Hmm. For 15 yards. And the.
Well, this hurt English last week in the drives for Swampscott. Penalties did not hurt them against St. Mary's earlier here in the first half. But
and
then.
I believe the player bill has been ejected.
Again, Toe takes the handoff, hits the line of scrimmage, just slowed, now bounces off the line of scrimmage and runs ahead for about 10 yards for the first down. Yeah, Toe's having quite an evening here tonight.
He is. And again, once he hits that corner, Bill, and he gets to make that turn, Boy, you've got to have a good angle on him to take him down because he's going to run right past you.
Well, St. Mary's has the football here. 9:43 to play third quarter. They're up 16-0. Two first-half touchdowns, one by Toe and one by Calvin Johnson. Calvin Johnson checking back onto the field as we speak now, the 6-foot, 190-pound sophomore. Antonio Felix is the St. Mary's quarterback. And coming out of the game is James Brumfield, the sophomore running back. And Toe is on wing left and comes in motion up high. But the give is to Johnson coming left. Hits the 40, gets hit there at the line of scrimmage. Bounces off a tackle and dives it ahead for maybe two more yards to the 38. Second and 8.
Yeah, he kept getting hit high. He was able to maintain his feet and kept spinning around. And eventually, as you said, Bill, managed to get move the ball at least a couple of yards there. There's been some strange happenings in high school football. The two players who went after the referee from behind in one game.
Where was that? Was it in Texas?
Or, yeah. And then just the other day, there was a game where a defensive player ripped the helmet off another team player and smashed him across the head with his helmet. And it's like, what are these kids thinking? Where are they going with this? You know, I mean, they should be thrown out of school and banned from playing the game.
Pitch to Toe. He gets a short gainer inside the 40 down to the 37-yard line. Maybe the 36. A couple of yards for Toe.
The guy's down the booth.
Third down and six. 8.5 minutes to go, third quarter.
If I took that ticket and then went into the booth and said, I got the 50-50, would they give him the money?
So, yeah, somebody was looking for the PA announcer. We often do that.
We get confused as the PA announcers almost at least once a game.
Brinks truck driver stopping by.
If he stops by, he isn't getting away.
Yeah, you've come to the right spot, Mr. Brinks truck driver. Here is Johnson sweeping left side. Slowed down, bounces off a tackle.
Wow.
Oh, man, what a strong run. Down to the 29-yard line, and that's a first down. So that's about a 7-yard gain for John. Oh, wow. It looked like they had him wrapped up. English had him wrapped up without a gain. Then he breaks free of a tackle down low and churns his way down to the 29 for a first down.
Phil Stacy reports that Gloucester's loss to the Panthers was the biggest margin of victory since 1994. The Panthers lead the series 59-42-5 all time.
Well, that used to that. Well, then it's still a great rivalry, but it was a tremendous rivalry for years. Here is the running back Toe squirting off the right side down to the 22. For Beverly, they always had that great rivalry with Salem on Thanksgiving. There's no doubt about it. But their number two rivalry and probably a really grinded out kind of rivalry was always with Gloucester for many years. And that's why we're really kind of hyping that game a little bit this week because both teams had the big wins last Friday night. Beverly beating Wakefield and then Gloucester beating Lynn Classical High School, shutting them out up there and thinking that would be a great game. Turned out to be a big Beverly win. Bernardini out over the ball at center for St. Mary's. This is a second down and three, or third down and three. It's a run straight ahead. Not enough for the first down, I don't think. Silvestri, the ball carrier. 6.5 to play third quarter. Now this is third down. That was second down. This is third down. Third down and a long two. Back into the game is Abraham Toe. 5'5", 150-pound junior running back. Silvestri over the ball at center. Donahue and Stacy are guards for St. Mary's. And the pitches to Toe. Stutter step inside the 20 to the 19. He's very close to the first down. I think he might have the first down. Yeah, he's to the 18, so that's a first down. So this is just classic grinded-out football for St. Mary's. He needed 3 yards. He gets 4. I mean, he needed 3 yards and
for the first down and just gets one more yard, the four yards, and gets the first down.
But that's the way most coaches will take the wing tee. 4 yards, 4 yards, 4 yards, move the chains, get another 4 yards, eat up time, destroy the clock, keep the other team's offense off the field. You know, and if you're successful doing it, it's a long night for the other guys watching the game. Everett has a 10-0 lead over New Bedford tonight.
Who does?
Everett.
Oh, okay. Now, some people, picked New Bedford?
Yeah.
There's a fumble, and English has recovered it.
Oh, the ball popped in the air, headed towards the sideline. It landed inbounds, and an alert English defender pounced on the ball, kept it inbounds.
Almost looked like, and we can't see it from, it's a tough across the way, far across the way for us, and down inside the 15 at about the 12. Almost looked like he might have covered it off out of bounds, but he just got it inbounds, and so they're able to recover the ball, and that's what English needed right there to keep it a 2-touchdown game. It's 16-0. St. Mary's leading Lynn English. We're moving through this third quarter rapidly here, just under 5 minutes to play in the third quarter, and the English offense comes out. Is that Gonzalez? I think it is Gonzalez at quarterback here, the 5'10", 165-pound junior calling the signals. Has three wideouts near side right, takes the direct snap, fires over the middle, and it's tipped and incomplete. Oh. Alfonso Robinson, the intended receiver.
Yeah, nearly a pick by number six, Marcus Atkins. He just couldn't corral it. It popped a little bit too far. He popped it in the air, and it just drifted too far away from him before he could bring it back in.
Second down and 10. For English High School, again struggling offensively here tonight. On the other hand, you could credit the St. Mary's defense here for playing pretty tough here. From the 12-yard line, it's second down and 10 for Lynn English. Direct snap from center. This is Severance, I think, the quarterback. Severance throws out on the left, incomplete.
Yeah, ball ended up below at the feet of the receiver. He just couldn't get down and dig it out.
Well, these English numbers, they're pretty pale in contrasting to their jerseys here. Alfonso Robinson checking out of the game, going across the way. The English bench is on the far side of the field. St. Mary's on the near side. They've got the dark blue uniforms, dark blue helmets, and white numerals. English across the way, the silvery helmets, silvery shirts, and the maroon pants. Two wideouts each way for English. Ball hash mark left, third down and 10 from their own 12. Quarterback barks the signals from the shotgun, toss over the middle, and the catch is made. Out over the 20 to the 25. They say the ball's loose, and St. Mary's has recovered it.
And English would have had a first down as a result of that play. They had first down yardage, and the receiver coughed it up before he hits the ground.
Yeah, Marcus Atkins, the junior safety, picks up that football, recovers it for St. Mary's, brings it down to the 22. So just as English was able to recover a fumble, now St. Mary's gets a fumble right back after the completion on the English pass play. And it's first down for St. Mary's at the Lynn English 22-yard line. 3 minutes, 46 seconds to play, third quarter. English needs to come up with another big play or a stop here on first down. The quarterback spins, hands off. Is it Silvestri, the fullback, straight ahead?
Yeah, I think it's Toe again, Bill.
Toe? Okay. It is Toe. Toe is to the 18, a gain of 4.
And he tiptoed during that run.
He did not. He did not tiptoe.
Trying to find an opening. I've been waiting for that one.
He doesn't tiptoe too much. I haven't seen a lot of tiptoeing from Abraham Toe here tonight. He's been putting that pedal to the metal.
That he has.
It is a second down and 8. And again, Toll to the outside. Bounces off from the 19-yard line. He runs down to the right and goes all the way down to the 5 and out of bounds on the right side. And he is a little slow in getting up out of bounds. The ball will be at the 5. It'll be first and goal for St. Mary's. And it looks like we might have an injury timeout here. We'll take a quick break here. We won't take the break because we're coming right back at it here. Game brought to you in part tonight by Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. They're on Chestnut Street in Lynn or on harringtontrophy.com. Quality products and exceptional customer service, Harrington Trophy.
And we want to congratulate you, Kalise, the Beverly linebacker, for his outstanding effort in last week's win over Wakefield that earned him the MSO Player of the Week Award provided by Harrington Trophy.
Just under 3 minutes to play, and Toe gets up, walks off, walking to the all the way across the sideline to the bench. So looks like he's walking okay, so I'm not sure what happened to him. 16-0, St. Mary's is leading. Matt Durgan with those customary shorts. Cargo shorts as head coach at St. Mary's. Have those same cargo shorts on in November, too, often. He's a lot like you. He's a lot like you.
I should be talking, right?
Yeah,
Here is our score of the night. BC High, 61. Barnstable, 6.
Who'd the BC play last week in Howard? Oh, my word.
Yeah. Well, this
that Howard BC High might be a good
game.
Wow.
Yeah. How about BC Howard Bedford, Barnstable?
Okay.
61-6. Oy.
From the 5, first down and goal, a spin and a handoff, and this is Brumfield bouncing down to the 2, I believe. Did he get inside the 2? Very close, running
very
right.
Close.
Yeah, he's. I think they're spotting it at the 2.
You know, BC didn't have anybody else they could find to fill that slot, unfortunately, because of the lateness with which their original opponent canceled the game because of a shift in their own schedule. I forget who it was supposed to be, but it was supposed to be a much better quality opponent than Howard. And Howard said, "Yeah, we'll play you." You know, it's. Does nothing for you as a program. Doesn't prove anything other than you can beat up on guys, you know, as collectively as a team that aren't as talented as you are.
Right, and now they're playing Florida State, I think, this weekend, is that?
Yep.
Another inside handoff for St. Mary's. They push it forward, not to the goal line, but close. Trying to push it into the end zone to our left here at Manning Field and Lynn are the Spartans. Already leading here 16-0 in the third quarter. They're to the 1, so they got 1 yard there, a minute and a half to play in the third quarter.
Rather than go up inside, I'd run a jet sweep and let Toe just use his speed to get to that corner again, because it's right on the far side here. He's got three-quarters of the width of the field.
Third down and goal now for St. Mary's. And Antonio Felix.
I'm going to send that play down to Coach Durgan and see what happens.
Just because you wear the same shorts doesn't mean that you should be calling plays for him. it's what I'm thinking. Here is, I think it's Toe hitting off the right side of the line. Big scrum.
And Ingles is determined to keep him out, and he's not giving it to him.
There's no indication that he went in on third down and goal from the 1, rather.
No, I see the fourth down indication by the referee.
So it'll be fourth down and 1. The football is really resting right outside the goal line there. So it's close. So Coach Durgan.
If English makes a stop here, they've got a long way to go.
They do. They have a very long way to go.
Literally as far as you can possibly go to score a touchdown.
It's a hypothetical, but and then all kinds of horrible things can happen when the pressure's on, when you get the ball down on your goal line practically.
Yeah. I mean, you've got to bust a play to get yourself, you know, 10, 12 yards to give yourself some.
All right, here comes St. Mary's quickly up to the line of scrimmage now after the huddle. They spin, hand off, the fullback straight ahead, touchdown. So I think that's Silvestri who went in, just powered it in. It is. So Silvestri gets their third touchdown coming in the third quarter. 1 yard run. Joey Silvestri. Now, if the pattern is correct, Silvestri will get the football for the two-point conversion. the 5'8", 195-pound junior, because Toe scored a touchdown. He got the two-point conversion on the rush. Calvin Johnson scored the touchdown. He got the two-point conversion on the rush. So let's see what happens here. Silvestri is the fullback up behind quarterback Antonio Felix. Spin, handoff. Nope, they're going back outside, and they turn the corner and run it in around right end, which you were talking about earlier. Calvin Johnson with a two-point conversion.
Jet sweep. And when you got a kid with the jets that Toe possesses, you got to let him run it out there.
Calvin There's Johnson with a two-point conversion for St. Mary's. Heard my phone go off. Couldn't find it, though.
I wish my phone was just a little bit faster.
That's Scott's son, who is 18 years old today with Johnny Pescu, photo there. Texting out a photo, Scott's son having a birthday today. Happy birthday, Jake Cooper from Swampscott. There's a picture of him. Looks like he's clearly at the barbershop with Johnny Pescu. So,
had to be a Swampscott barber, more than likely.
Probably was. I don't think Scott would have his children get haircuts outside of Swampscott.
You know what I mean?
I just don't think that would happen. Here's a ground ball kickoff by St. Mary's to English. Rolls to the 19-yard line. Picked up there, and the returner starts left and tries to cut back right and slips down at the 22-yard line. Been a frustrating night for English when they've had their hands on the football. Quarter has come to an end here. We're through three, and it is 24-0. St. Mary's leading Lynn English. We'll step aside. We're back with more just ahead here on MSONewsSports.com.
Moynihan Lumber features quality products at competitive prices. Visit Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Don't miss a rare opportunity to see Keith Lockhart up front and personal at the Lynn Auditorium. He'll be playing with five hand-selected pop musicians October 1st. This is a great chance to see Keith in an intimate setting where he'll sing, play, conduct, and talk about his life. Then enjoy a 30th anniversary screening of John Hughes' classic, The Breakfast Club, followed by a discussion and Q&A with 80s superstar icon and novelist Molly Ringwald. In addition, just 20 tickets left to the Super VIP After Party with Molly. For tickets, visit LynnAuditorium.com or call 781-599-SHOW.
Lynn English taking over at their own 20-yard line. First play from the 20 is a quick look-in pass, and the catch is made and run up to the 33-yard line, a first down. Lynn English reception made there by Jaleel Gibson. And I think that's Severance at quarterback for English High School. They rotate two quarterbacks. Severance, the left-hander, throws up over the middle. Picked and off. There's a flag down, though. Here comes St. Mary's running back the pick to the 10 to the goal line, and the ball stripped free.
Let's see where they marked the ball stripped out at.
Marcus Atkins intercepted the football, ran it back, intercepted it back up near the 40. It's coming back, though.
It looks like it may be calling defensive pass interference on St. Mary's that allowed for the pick. I don't know. Let's see where the call goes. I didn't see anything. I was watching the quarterback release the ball, and all of a sudden it was picked.
Well, the flag is where about the interception was.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. It would be defensive interference. But it looks like.
And it couldn't have been.
I'll give credit to, and I don't know who.
Yeah, it is. It is. You're right, Tim.
Okay.
Deep pass interference. First down for English as a result of that at the 38-yard line. They're 38.
But got to go. I believe it was Sakata Shai for chasing down number six for St. Mary's. Atkins, who made the interception and knocking the ball out just before the goal line.
Oh, yeah, whoever did
that.
What
a hustle play that was.
Yeah, turned out they didn't need to do that, but I think that it was right on the goal line. Yeah. It almost looked like he could have been in the end zone, but not quite. I think he got it just before He went across the goal line. First down from the 38. Pass off over the right. It's tipped incomplete. Or rather, tipped off the fingertips of the receiver, Alphonso Robinson. Not touched by a defender, just not held onto by the receiver.
And fell behind the receiver. And it was up in the air long enough. One of the two might have been able to get to it, but I think they were so stunned. Not a good job of receiving that ball. He tried catching it with his arms instead of catching it with his hands. If he had put his hands out to accept that ball, he had the reception, and who knows what happens after
some
that.
Some screwy going on with the football tonight, because in our first game, Swampscott scored two touchdowns on tipped balls that were tipped by the defenders and then caught by the receiver for touchdowns tonight earlier. So the ball's kind of acting more like a beach ball
and
than a football.
And here comes a holding penalty on English.
Quick pass out on the left side, and the reception was made by English's Jaleel Gibson. But that'll come back.
Yeah, the wide receiver hooked up with the corner and just grabbed hold and was pushing him back as the receiver was coming towards him. And the referee, the side judge, was right there and went for the pocket. This is like watching the Tide come in and go out.
Zach Gonzalez there now, quarterback 12, Tim?
Nope, Severance still
there. It is still Severance, okay. That would have Severance with a halfback to his left side. Two wideouts each way. Second down and about 17 from the 30. And he's in trouble, but he runs. Severance to the 40, and that's it. He gets up to the 40, setting up it'll be a second and eight or a third and eight? Third and eight?
It's showing third.
You third know, down, it was, third and eight.
He made a great spin move to avoid the first man coming up, and as he spun and faced forward at the 40-yard line, there were three St. Mary's defenders that had closed in on him. And if you're a fan of The Price is Right, November 6th at Lynn Auditorium. Get your chance to go on stage, I'm sure. It's an audience participation game, and there's a reception downfield.
Brett Holy, I think, hauling it in inside the 45 down to the 43-yard line. Or was that? Evans, yeah.
Nicely designed pass play. The tight end coming right over the middle and beautifully thrown pass, caught him in stride.
Yeah, Big Evans, Andrew Evans with the reception for English High School down inside the 45 to about the 43. Here's a rush, look out, but the pass and a catch to the 41, but then the receiver stood up immediately. Evans, the receiver.
He almost lost the ball, but was managed to haul it back in as he was being driven to the ground.
Well, you know, that was a great stick by the St. Mary's defender.
Yeah, Silvestri, number 33, the middle linebacker. He came up and just laced him.
Second down and seven for English High from the 40 of St. Mary's. So Severance, the quarterback, takes the direct snap. Left arm looking. Here comes the rush from the backside. Toss over the middle. Incomplete. Intended for Brett Holy, who went way up with that 6'6 frame but could not come down with the football.
Yeah, unfortunately, he was throwing about six, tall enough for a 6'10" or a 7-footer to go up and get it. He had him. He had him if he could have just dropped it in a little bit. But again, he was under pressure. The rush was coming from the backside, and he really didn't have a chance to set his feet.
They needed wide out Kevin McHale that time,
yes.
I think. I'm sorry,
or
kids.
Harold Carmichael. There's a name out
There's
of
There's a past. Reference. Hope I'm not dating myself too much with that one.
Bill, every time we say things, we date ourselves.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Who's kidding? Who are we kidding? There's going to be like an end-around play here, and from the end coming back around left side, and it is not going for too much as the handoff went to
Jaheel Gibson.
Oh, it is.
26.
Okay. Yeah.
And a great takedown by number 10, Antonio Fields, who chased him down from behind and secured him for little or no gain on that play.
Here we are, 7.5 minutes to go, fourth quarter, and English is going to go for it here from their own, from the St. Mary's 40. They got a fourth down and seven. And Severance is trying to set things up. Wide outs, three to the right, one to the left. Throw to the right side. The catch is made short of the first down at the 35.
You have to make sure you get to the first down marker. He sat down a yard, two short of the first down. And then by the time he was able to collect it, and it was a little bit low, by the time he collected it, got himself straightened up, the defensive back was on him and brought him down.
Well, Gibson was the receiver, made the catch. It was a look-in pattern from the right coming across from right to left that was designed, obviously, to catch and run. He caught it, and he needed to run two more yards and couldn't do it for the first down.
Well, again, you have to credit St. Mary's defense.
Yes.
They've been very quick to react to the ball. When a pass has been completed, bang, they've had a defensive back or a linebacker right there to make a play. So
St. Mary's taking a time here. 24-0 the score. St. Mary's scoring on a 13-yard Abraham Toe touchdown in the second quarter. And Calvin Johnson ran in from 10 yards out in the second quarter. Both times those running backs went for two-point conversions and got them 16-0 at the half. And a third quarter touchdown, a one-yard run by Joey Silvestri. Two-point conversion by Calvin Johnson. 24-0 our score. 7 minutes to play in tonight's game.
And, you know, if you grew up dancing in the streets to the tunes of Martha and the Vandellas and a lot of other great Motown sound, you're going to want to be at the Lynn Auditorium on March 31 next year, because they'll be dancing in the streets, dancing in the aisles at the Lynn Auditorium.
Does it say that there?
No, I'm just ad-libbing.
Yeah, the Four Tops, the Temptations, or songs made famous by those groups. Yeah, so they're playing the Dancing in the Streets, do those Motown songs.
But they were the songs that we grew up that you could dance to. You could you could fast dance, you could slow dance, you knew the words to all of them, you could sing them. Most people didn't want to hear us sing, but you could sing them.
St. Mary's offense out on the field from the 35, a run play, gets nothing. Toe the ball carrier, finally wrap him up.
One of the few times he's actually had negative yardage tonight, Bill. English again, quick to the ball. What they have to do now with 6:53 and running, remaining on the clock and in the game. And they've got to find a way to strip the ball, get their hands back on it, and shot in the field.
Now, did you used to dance to Paul Anka?
When you were on a serious date, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, if it was a Paul Anka song, because, again, those a bit more romantic songs.
Paul Anka had career continued on into the 70s, and I know he had a couple of hits in the 70s as well. He
one
is
the,
there.
One of the great songwriters.
Oh, yeah, you're right, and jingle writers, too, right?
Yeah.
I think he was...
He wrote My Way for Frank Sinatra.
That's right. Run play for nothing. So two stops by English's defense here for very short yardage. That was a one-yard gain.
And to play on the theme, it has been St. Mary's way tonight.
What's that?
It's been St. Mary's way tonight.
Oh, yeah. They could sing My Way. St.
Yes.
Mary's could. Now, do you know the lyrics to that? Can we... wish we got a better computer. We could grab those lyrics and weave them into the last fourth quarter here for Coach Durgan. But it's probably good that we can't. Or let's just say that. Third down and 9 for St. Mary's. Toe again. Pushing it off the right side of the line. Shy of the 40 and then shy of the first down. So this will set up a fourth down and 5. English calls timeout.
English has done a better job, Bill.
Yeah.
Of clogging the middle and not allowing those big breaks coming out of the blast play on this play. They still have had problems with the jet sweep going to their to the right, but going up the middle it's been tougher for St. Mary's in late second quarter through the second half. English done a better job of jamming things up, getting the linebackers and the secondary up quickly to take down the runners.
Johnson to punt. The snap bounces off his fingertips. Pulls it right down, though. Puts the right foot of the ball. Punt goes away. No return here as it lands at the 29. Rolls the St. Mary's way to the 27. Stopping there. Wobbling back and forth.
5-12.
And that's it. Just about five minutes to play for Lynn English High School. And they're down 24 points. 24-0 here in the fourth quarter. Three touchdowns and 3 2-point conversions for the Spartans. Well, St. Mary's coming off, bouncing off that loss at Bellingham a week ago. Well, Matt Durgan's very low-key, very understated, and certainly...
Not demonstrative along the sidelines, yes.
Well, that's a little different on the sidelines. You know, he's a funny guy. I mean, if you know him, he is... He's just very funny. But
and Coach Derek Dana down the sidelines watching the proceedings from an angle behind the line of scrimmage.
Here's a direct snap back to, is that Gonzalez? Or no, that's Severance throwing. It's intercepted at the 40. Run back by St. Mary's all the way down to the 12 or just about the 12 or 13-yard line.
Yeah, linebacker Brendan Donahue stepped in front of the pass in a kind of a crowded area. But, again, English has to take those kind of risks. Donahue picked it off, headed to the near sideline and busted it down. And St. Mary's will have the ball first and 10 at the 12-yard line with 4:57 left to go in the game.
Big night for St. Mary's here tonight, so it appears. Pitching the shutout against Lynn English High School. English put 20 points on the board in Swampscott last Saturday with a 3-touchdown performance. Here St. Mary's has the football at the Lynn English 12-yard line. After the interception by Donahue. 4 minutes, 57 seconds to play. Quarterback Antonio Felix right up behind center for St. Mary's. Motion, man in motion. They give it to the running wing left side who hits off the right side of the line. And that's Toe. He's to the 8.
You know, as much as you don't want to lose, and you know, to a crosstown rival, there are lessons you have to take from this game, and it's defending the wing T. You're going to see it with Gloucester. You're going to see it with Beverly. There's several damages is running something of a spread in the wing T. You're going to have to, again, for Coach Kostev, make those adjustments. And they did, I thought they did a good job adjusting to the middle game of the wing T. But just couldn't find any consistent offense tonight.
No, not at all. Timeout called by St. Mary's. And
you know, for so many of these kids, it's all about bragging rights within the city, too, of playing each other. And as you see each other, you know, we got you this time, but there's always that next time you have to look forward to.
Spartans churn it ahead down to the 5-yard line. Different running back in that time.
Number Antonio Felix in the game.
Fenwick, 26-0. Does that sound right to you? 26-0?
26-6 over Essex Town.
Okay. Oh, I got to move this in. Oh, man, I'm behind here. I got to scroll way up here on these tweets here. Okay.
Peabody, Somerville was a final. I believe it was 48-0. Again, Doc Santos with a big game. Beverly, 28-0 over Gloucester, which may be the final shocking score of the evening.
Third down and about 3 for St. Mary's. And it's Johnson, I think, pounding it ahead down inside the 5 to the 3. He may be enough. He may have just enough for the first down.
Yeah, it's going to be a spot. What the? Just shy of the first down. I'm telling you. You can't be much shy of the first down with an eye marking by the officials.
24-0.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see a Winthrop score tonight.
No. So it's fourth down and really about a foot here for St. Mary's at the 3 of Lynn English, leading 24-0. Quarterback keeper straight ahead. I think just a different quarterback in here now. Or is it? No, it is. It's Antonio Felix still there. So Antonio Felix goes in from 3 yards out for their fourth touchdown.
Okay, so BC's close against Florida State. What is the score?
They're playing now?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Florida State missed a field goal. So what's the score?
2-point conversion attempt.
7-0, Bill.
BC?
BC against Florida State.
Oh, wow. And here's a spin and a 2-point conversion rush attempt. Stopped. 30-0, St. Mary's.
Oh, Revere, 41-0 over Chelsea.
Who'd Revere play last week, Tim?
Medford.
Yeah, they won big. Yeah, they won big there.
They're racking up some points here.
They got the statistical mismatches here.
And that was at Chelsea. Wow, Holliston beat Duxbury 39-35. Oh, they're beating him with a minute left. Ouch. Manchester Essex making it interesting with 7 left to go in the game. It's 18-13.
So St. Mary's is leading Lynn English now, 30-0, very late here in the fourth quarter. And the ground ball kickoff from St. Mary's to Lynn English High School rolls all the way down to the 23-yard line. Fielded there is a Shepherd.
Oh,
it's Jaleel Gibson, I think, 26.
Oh, 26. Yeah. Okay.
So Gibson on the kickoff return. Done an okay job on that tonight. What's that time, Tim? 3 minutes ago?
3:04.
3:04 to go. Ball at the 44-yard line for English High School. I think this is Severance back at quarterback here for English High. Severance from his stands at the 39 for the long snap. The ball is at the 44. English with a first down. And they hand off to Shepherd, and he gets only back to the line of scrimmage on the Severance handoff.
ESPN is in town, I guess. Is BC playing at home against Florida State?
You know, I don't know.
Because ESPN is in town, and Scott Drolak's having a field day. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of ESPN lies signs all around them. Their staff was greeted by them.
Ah. Well, they must be in town then. They must be at home at the Heights tonight.
Come on, BC.
One wide out, far side right, two near side left for English High School. Second down and 10 from their 44-yard line. Severance calling the signals. Left arm toss over the middle. The catch is made at the 49. A gain of about 6. No more yardage after the catch as St. Mary's wraps up the receiver right there. 2 minutes to play.
Trying to get back to Jim Clark of the Boston Herald's tweet where he has a link to a scoreboard. There he is. Okay.
And
see if we can get some other local scores here.
Severance now with a third down and just about 5 for English at the 49. Quick snap, quick pass. Out on the left, the reception is made. Out on the left side by English's Nicky Dong. Is that sound right? He had not played before. Yeah.
Number 9?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
Well, you know, St. Mary's is their defensive backs are sitting back deep, preventing anything from going over the top. So
English now
has some gaps that they can put the ball into and get down the field.
Yeah, English has a lot of players in there now that weren't there before. That Severance is still quarterbacking. But a lot of other players have changed it up here. Fourth down and 1. They're going for it. No, the keeper, Severance, straight ahead down to the 40. Still on his feet inside the 40 to about the 36-yard line.
55.5 seconds left. The fives are across.
Tim, after the game, I think we'll do this.
Okay.
I'll do that, but you do this, okay?
I can do that one.
Okay.
All right.
First down for English High School down to the 36-yard line. Less than a minute to play here.
We don't have any score from Marblehead Cambridge or Saugus against Northeast on the scoreboard. So.
Severance fakes the handoff, keeps it, runs it inside the 35 down to the 32. About a 5-yard gain for the Lynn English High quarterback.
Well, how did I miss this score? We don't know who you said. What did you play? Oh, wow.
Abraham Toe, big
running back tonight for St. Mary's High School. Pass over the middle is batted down by St. Mary's, incomplete.
Well, the records are balancing out quickly here. Beverly's going to 2-0. Gloucester goes to 1-1. Classical goes to 0-2.
No, they go to, well, yes, Classical goes to 0-2. I'm sorry. Swampscott's 1-1.
1-1.
St. Mary's will go to 1-1. And English will go to 1-1.
So coming out of the out-of-conference play, Beverly is very good.
So here's the snap. Could be the last play here.
It should be.
They'll throw, heaving it way up in the air, way down the field, batted down, incomplete. No time left on the clock. And the game is over. 30-0. St. Mary's beats Lynn English here at here on MSONewsSports.com. We're back with the post game just ahead.
As the telling signs of age rain down, a single tear is dropping to the valleys.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Don't miss a rare opportunity to see Keith Lockhart up front and personal at the Lynn Auditorium. He'll be playing with five hand-selected pop musicians October 1st. This is a great chance to see Keith in an intimate setting where he'll sing, play, conduct, and talk about his life. Then enjoy a 30th anniversary screening of John Hughes' classic, The Breakfast Club, followed by a discussion and Q&A with 80s superstar icon and novelist Molly Ringwald. In addition, just 20 tickets left to the Super VIP After Party with Molly. For tickets, visit LynnAuditorium.com or call 781-599-SHOW.
Since 1897, the Lynn Museum has celebrated the history of one of America's most consequential cities. Recently merged with Lynn Arts, we are working to build a dynamic cultural hub where our past comes to life and new art is created. Join us for the final month of our baseball exhibit, America's Favorite Pastime, A Lynn Perspective, open until Saturday, October 3rd. The Lynn Museum is located at 590 Washington Street and open Wednesday and Friday 12 to 4, Thursday 12 to 7, and Saturday 10 to 3. Find us online at lynnmuseum.com.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn. Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Don't miss a rare opportunity to see Keith Lockhart up front and personal at the Lynn Auditorium. He'll be playing with five hand-selected pop musicians October 1st. This is a great chance to see Keith in an intimate setting where he'll sing, play, conduct, and talk about his life. Then enjoy a 30th anniversary screening of John Hughes' classic, The Breakfast Club, followed by a discussion and Q&A with 80s superstar icon and novelist Molly Ringwald. In addition, just 20 tickets left to the Super VIP After Party with Molly. For tickets, visit LynnAuditorium.com or call 781-599-SHOW.
Since 1897, the Lynn Museum has celebrated the history of one of America's most consequential cities. Recently merged with Lynn Arts, we are working to build a dynamic cultural hub where our past comes to life and new art is created. Join us for the final month of our baseball exhibit, America's Favorite Pastime, A Lynn Perspective, open until Saturday, October 3rd. The Lynn Museum is located at 590 Washington Street and open Wednesday and Friday 12 to 4, Thursday 12 to 7, and Saturday 10 to 3. Find us online at lynnmuseum.com.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn. Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
Okay, we're back here at Manning Field. The game over, a 30-0 win for St. Mary's over Lynn English. And Steve, good to see you, buddy. Steve Krause, the news editor for the Lynn Item. Okay, just exiting the press box. In the first game, it was Swampscott coming back and defeating Lynn Classical 30-28 in double overtime. St. Mary's totally dominated this one, as Abraham Toe ran for 220, had 154 yards out of the 227 that St. Mary's rushed for. He had a touchdown. Calvin Johnson had a touchdown. Joseph Vestry had a touchdown. And Antonio Felix had a touchdown. So St. Mary's offense spread it around through the offensive backfield as the wing T was cranking tonight, as you like to see. And, of course, Coach Durgan was, had to be very pleased with his run blocking, that he didn't even throw a pass, according to John Hoffman. When you got it running and you're controlling the ball and you're keeping the other team's offense off the field, you don't need to throw it. So for my guest, John Hoffman, my play-by-play guy, Bill Newell, Rick Moore, and the other members of the staff, along with Bill Popowski, our engineer, I'm Tim Kearns. Thanking you for listening tonight, and we'll be back next week with more Northeast Conference football. You've been listening to that Northeast Conference football on MSONewsSports.com.